The Lord be with you, and welcome to the worship service of Holy Trinity Anglican in Madison, Mississippi. It is a joy to be called into the life of God and to worship Him in spirit and in truth. Our prayer is that our hearts and minds are open to receive the Lord. By His Spirit, through His sacraments, and in the hearing of His Word, we are confident the Lord will meet us. So won't you join us? We're praying that you will.
This morning, we as a church take the time to read the whole Passion, because today marks the beginning of a journey with the Lord Christ throughout this week, where we're invited to conclude this Lenten season with an honest assessment of our own sin, an honest recognition that our sin deserves the wrath of God. But then the amazing reality that we discover is that God the Son has borne away our guilt and poured out upon us grace. What a gift. This is the journey of this week. From this gospel reading, I want to just take 3 points. And if you'll look with me at the Gospel of St. Mark, chapter 15, we're just going to take a look at the verses 37 through 39. And because the gospel reading is so long, this is a homily, not a full-blown sermon. So pay attention. It's going to go quick. The first thing I want you to see is that Jesus, as he's on the cross, it says that he uttered a loud cry and he breathed his last. What a great understatement. The Greek is actually like there was a scream, a guttural groan. It was this sound that I don't even dare try to replicate. This from the depth of him, he realized the weight of all of our sin that was upon him, and he groaned under the weight of it. He groaned under the separation that he had with the Father. He groaned under the guilt and the sorrow, and he breathed his last. You see, friends, the reason we take this Lenten journey is because it is incumbent upon us to remember that sin separates us from a holy God, and that all sin deserves the wrath of God, and that if we are not in a right relationship with the Lord Jesus, we are guilty before this God. And that the wages of sin is death. I hope that throughout this Lenten season that you've taken the time to enter into the disciplines of Lent and to come to wrestle with your own struggle, your day-to-day battle between flesh and spirit. And that you've come to recognize anew and afresh that we are all broken and all fallen and all desperately in need of a Savior. And this Jesus, very God of very God, the Son of God, God the Son, Creator of all things, sustainer of all things, Lord over all things, laid down his life for you and for me. He breathed his last. The second thing I want to call to your attention from this passage is in the temple in Jerusalem, there was this large curtain. Thick, huge curtain. And it was woven together and it separated the Holy of Holies, the place where the presence of God dwelled, and the people. Because you see, a sinful people can't be present with a holy God, because if they become present with a holy God, they'll die. And for the protection of the people, there was this curtain separating them from the presence of God. Now, they would come year by year and make their sacrifices, and then once a year, the high priest would put on, he would sacramentally clean himself, and he would dress in his priestly garb, and they would tie a rope with a bell to his leg, and he would dare to enter into the Holy of Holies, and he would kneel there in the presence of God, and he would make intercession for the people of God. And if the bell quit ringing for some reason, they would just drag him out because he had died. Because holiness and sinfulness can't coexist. But as Jesus hung there on that cross and breathed his last, he paid to the full all our sin debt. And therefore, there need not be any separation between man and a holy God. Because the wages of sin was death, but the gift of God is forgiveness and eternal life in Christ Jesus. And so that day, under the weight of guilt, Jesus breathed his last. But in that same moment, the curtain ripped. And we once again were invited into the presence of God. Not since the garden, when Adam and Eve had walked in the cool of the garden with the holy God, had man been invited back into the very presence of the living God. When God revealed himself, it was always veiled in the Old Testament. It was always behind shadow. But now he says, "Come unto me, all you who are weary and heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. Come to me, fellowship with me." He invites us into a love relationship with him. This tearing of the curtain is no small thing. He took his last breath and the curtain tore because the guilt had been paid for and the way was made new for man to fellowship with God. And this is the invitation of this week. Yes, remember through your Lenten practice all the sin and the sorrow and the sacrifice, the stuff in your life, the battle between the flesh and the spirit. But then also remember that Jesus has paid in full your debt. And if you will believe in him and give him your life, you have access to a holy God. And so you have been transferred from the death of sin to the life of grace. This is the Easter story. This is the Easter invitation. The third and final thing I want you to see this morning is I want you to see not only the taking of the last breath and the tearing of the curtain, but I want you to see the testimony of the centurion. The centurion, upon seeing all of this, looked up at Jesus hanging on the cross and said, "Surely, this is the Son of God." May we be freshly affected by the person of Jesus. Dear ones, we never ought to come casually into the presence of the Holy God. This is the one who loved you and gave himself for you, and he invites you into his presence. We ought to come with hearts full of thanksgiving, mouths full of praise, ears ready to hear. The invitation of this week is to come again, anew and fresh. Experience the resurrection, your sin paid for by Christ. Renew your relationship with him and walk in the newness of life with Christ. Will you take this journey this week? Will you live this reality tomorrow and the next day and the next day and the next day? This week, on Thursday, we'll gather for communion and foot washing and remember Maundy Thursday. The word Maundy comes from the word mandatum, which means a new command I've given to you, love one another. We'll be challenged on Thursday to remember the love of Christ who washed our feet and gave himself for us a sacrifice, and we'll be asked to do that for one another and for the world. On Friday, we'll walk the way of the cross And we'll hear the seven sayings of Christ from the cross. And we'll listen to what Christ says in his last words to his church before he descends to the grave and rises anew. Saturday, we'll have the Holy Vigil. The Great Easter Vigil will begin Saturday evening at 7 o'clock outside, and we'll build new fire. And into the darkness, the light of Christ will come, and the Paschal candle will be brought into the darkness of this church, and the light of Christ will be shown anew, and we will welcome into our presence the reality of the risen Christ, the light that shatters the darkness. And on Sunday morning, we'll gather with beautiful lilies and pretty new dresses and smiling faces to recount that we are made alive in Christ, that we might live always for him. This is the invitation of this service. Jesus Christ is King of Kings and Lord of Lords, but he was the King who became a sacrifice that we might serve him and know his grace. And all God's people said, amen.
Holy Trinity Anglican is a faith family that seeks to encounter and share the Holy Trinity through worship, community, and mission. We're located at 432 Bozeman Road in Madison, Mississippi, and we invite you to join us each Sunday at 10 a.m. for worship. And now, may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Amen.